9. They were back at the throw. Jesse had wanted to walk the scene in daylight, in case they'd missed something. He hated missing things. "So we're not assuming it was a suicide at this point," Suit said. "You're aware of one of my basic rules of ace detecting, Detective," Jesse said. "Assume nothing." "There you go." "One of your many rules," Suit said. "Sometimes I think you've got more than baseball's got." "Not even close," Jesse said. Molly had a late afternoon meeting with some church committee she was on. Her church, St. Peter's, was within walking distance of the station. Before he and Suit had left, Jesse had asked if Molly could manage not to shoot Crow if she happened to run into him on the street. She said she wasn't promising anything.
"Dave says there's nothing to indicate that if somebody else did shoot him, that they dumped the body here, right?" Suit said.
"Doesn't mean it didn't happen that way," Jesse said. Jesse mentioned to Suit again about the only residue being on O'Hara's right hand.
"Been thinking about that," Suit said. "But there are guys who play ball left-handed and right with their right hands."
"Or the guy who shot him didn't know Neil was left-handed and just put the gun in his right hand," Jesse said. "And, by the way, Neil wrote with his left hand."
"You already checked it out," Suit said.
"Of course you did."
"You think they let just anybody be chief?" Jesse said. Jesse loved Suitcase Simpson. Had from the first time he'd met him as an overeager kid. He was smart, tough, loyal. And now that he'd married Elena, he'd stopped trying to screw his way through Paradise Mass. Jesse treated him like a son, even though he had a real son in Cole Slayton, one he didn't know about until a couple years ago. Cole had tried the cops. He was now in his first year of law school, Loyola Marymount, back in Los Angeles, where he'd been raised by his mother. For now, he was planning to specialize in financial crimes, saying he was tired of rich assholes finding ways to keep all the money. Jesse and Suit had started out by walking the perimeter again, slowly making their way back to the grave in which Jesse had found Neil O'Hara.
"Who do you think is going to end up with the land?" Suit said.
"No clue."
"You got a preference?"
"Yeah, that the land stays protected," Jesse said. "I need a casino in our town like I need a hole in the head."
Suit said, "You think that if Neil did kill himself, he was trying to tell us something by doing it here?"
"I don't believe he killed himself," Jesse said.
"Whose side was Neil on?" Suit said.
"My opinion? He was a tree hugger at heart and hated both of them.
But if he was leaning toward one of them, Singer or Barone, knowing he'd have to choose," Suit said, "would the other one have him killed?"
"Guys like them, rich as they are like the rest of us," Jesse said. "Get up in the morning, go to bed at night. Except in between, nobody gets to say no to them. But the good news for them is that now they've got a new mayor practically in heat to say yes."
Jesse felt his phone buzzing, took it out of the side pocket of his windbreaker.
"Speak of the devil," Jesse said.
"Woof," Suit said.